Hey, it's Marilyn. We all have bad days, but today it's a good day because we are talking with Bad Press, a good Gawler band. Hi, Dave, how are you?
Very well, thanks for having us.
And we've also got Jordan. Hi, Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having us.
We're really pleased to have you here. Well, your band plays raw blues roots. How is that different from plain blues and roots?
Well, I guess it's a mix of blues, but it's a bit more harder edge. It's more rock. Rock blues. So I guess if you think of old school 70s stuff like Hendrix and Cream and those sorts of bands, it's a little bit more driven blues and rock. Yeah.
All right. Can you just tell us who's in your band?
There's Jordan, my son. He plays drums. And Cliff on bass. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it today. He's had some issues at home with his dog. and myself, Dave, and I play guitar, so just a little three-piece.
All right, how often would you get together and practice?
Probably on average about once a week, which is good.
Yep. What is your latest project?
Well, we're always writing and creating new original music, because we play a lot of original stuff in our sets as well. We've always got something on the go, so we try and divide our rehearsal time up into what we've already got in our repertoire and equal amount of time on new projects to create them and develop them to get them to a level where we're happy to put them into the repertoire and add them on.
So it's a collaborative process?
I wrote most of the music, but Cliff, the bass player, also has a fairly even part in the music side of it. I do all the lyrics and singing and arranging.
What about you, Jordan? Do you get involved in any of that?
I would like to a bit more than I do now, but I just sit in the background and just play whatever they give me.
You're just watching it all, taking it all in, learning, and your day will come.
Oh, no, Geordie does have a good little input.
I mean, he feels
Yeah, if he feels that there's something that needs to be somewhere, he'll put it in there. He's very good like that. So now he's as much as he might not think, he is actually a third equal part of it.
All right, that's good. Are you got a song that you're working on at the moment?
Yes, it's called House of Cards. We did play it at the Gawler Change Regional Music Festival a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about that.
So it's just one that we've finished. It's finished, but as with a lot of songs, original songs, they might be finished, but as you play them over the next couple of months, they evolve quite naturally. So they don't stray too far from what you actually originally did.
No.
But you might go, oh, that sounds a bit better there, or we might do that, or we might slow it down a bit or speed it up a bit, or put a different feel in it, or a slightly different outro or intro or bridge or something like that. So that one there's fairly settled at the moment. It's just now getting it tight and getting confident with it. Because I think as you're playing new stuff, when it's new, it's fresh, it's great, but you're still a bit finding your way with it, and then once it's been in the fold for a little bit longer and you get more confidence, then you can start playing with it a bit.
I've heard of bands playing something in the wrong key by accident, or coming in too early or too late and finding that it was actually better.
That's actually, I always say to the guys, if when we're playing live, I say, if we happen to start it too slow, that's okay, because we'll just change the feel of it. We'll make it a bit chunkier, or we can still make it drivey and still take advantage of that slower speed.
Yeah.
That's probably easier than trying to repair something if you started too fast.
Yeah.
If you start too fast and you've got to go with it, it's a race to the end. And basically, there's no time. You just look, okay, let's just do this, get to the first chorus, the first verse, da, 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 and let's get to the end and let's move on to the next song.
Did you play covers as well?
Yeah, we do play a lot of covers. Our spread now is about 40% original stuff and 60% covers. But the covers that we do are of more obscure artists and songs that people have probably never heard of anyway.
Yes.
Because we do a certain style of sort of blues rock that's evolved over quite a few years. I mean, myself and Cliffy have been playing together about 17 or 18 years now. And Geordie's been with us about 3 years. So we're sort of set in our ways and what we do and how we do it.
Yes.
And we have the music we like is what we like.
Yep.
We add in, I mean, there are songs obviously that people who are into that style of music would know of, and they would know the artist, but we actually purposely go out and find music that's really good music, but it's not the normal stuff that you'd hear. Like if we cover an early ZZ Top song, it's not LaGrange. Everyone plays LaGrange. We go and find something on a B-side of an album that was released years ago that's still a great song, but it's just a little bit different, you know.
Yeah. And that's good for people to hear something new, because I think people are always looking for something new.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you have any memorable stage moments?
Oh, I've probably been quite a few.
Any you're prepared to talk about?
Well, I think it was only one just recently, or maybe a couple of months ago, where we were playing, and I stood on my guitar lead and pulled it out of the guitar halfway through the song. So
oh, my goodness.
I quickly scrabble on the ground and pick that up and plug it back in, because I usually hook it through my guitar strap. But that day, I don't know, we were in a hurry getting set up, and I just plugged it in and off we went. So.
You weren't tempted to, like, bang it on the ground and break it and make out it was part of the act, not that rich. I mean, there's also one, guitars.
There's ones where I usually do it, but Cliff does it occasionally. We all do it. I mean, you know, Crikey, we're not the Rolling Stones, Crikey, we're just a shed band. But we might start.
Is that where you record, in a shed, or is that just an expression?
Just an expression.
Okay.
That's where they all start. I mean, that's
where I've heard of garage music. I thought, is that the same thing? Different thing?
Well, that's where Nirvana started. They started just jamming. I mean, most bands, when you look at look at interviews with famous musicians who are famous now.
Yes.
They all started as teenagers or kids, just jamming in their dad's shed.
Yeah.
And that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
You know, we've had other things too where we've started in the wrong key and sort of got halfway through the first verse and it just doesn't sound right. It's not right. Oh, hang on. Is that me? I'll look over at Cliff. Is that me or you? No, hang on, it's me. Okay. Adjust it and off we go.
You have this sort of little raising of eyebrows and telepathy speaks and answers the question. What's been the best advice given to you as a musician?
Oh, I guess probably advice that I've taken from just reading autobiographies of other musicians and other bands over the years is basically just play it your way, you know, and don't play to an audience expectation. Just play how you play it and enjoy it. And there was another quote I just read recently from B.B. King, who just died recently, a blues legend. And he said, I never ever actually got to sound like I wanted to sound.
Oh, really?
So when you read things like that, you go, okay, because, I mean, as musicians, we tend to beat ourselves up a bit if we get something wrong or if we can't quite get that mojo on that particular, you know, gig we're doing or whatever, and you feel a bit flat or something. And it's just good to read things from people who are people. I mean, you know, all these famous musicians are people.
Yes.
And they just keep at it.
Yeah, they do.
We just keep at it.
What about you, Jordan? Have you had any good advice for drummers?
I think it was early last year, I think, when we had a jam with one of my dad's old friends, and he said, if you mess it up, just keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah, that's a kid thing, really, isn't it? If they make a mistake, they stop. at school concerts and stuff like that.
Well, I think that's one of the things, too, you learn as you play in bands over the years and you're playing music, and you know, if you're just jamming at home or if you're playing live and actually going out and being a gigging band or even a semi-professional band or whatever, or even just a lower level sort of amateur band, which we really are. We just get out and enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
But you just learn that over the years. You just keep going.
Yes.
You know, if something.
What if you forget the words? Do you just
make them up. The thing is, because we've got so much...
Get Jordan to drum louder.
I still have to use a little music stand. I try and keep it down and a little bit inconspicuous.
Yep.
But I still have to use it because I can't remember all the words to all the songs. A three-piece, I'm the guitar player and the singer.
Yep.
And it's just like, you know, I've got a day job too, you know.
That's right.
I've got other things in my life. If I could be a 100% full-time musician, it'd be different.
Yes.
So I have them down there. And even though I've got them and I'm reading them, I still mess them up every now and then. So I'll just, you know, fluff it and put something in it. You know, when you watch back the video or listen to the recording back later and go, I got away with that, that's all right.
You played at the music festival held recently in Gawler. You mentioned that earlier. And how often do they hold those festivals?
It just started last year in 2014, right. And the second one was this year. And then it's going again next year, but it's getting bigger. I mean, I wasn't involved in last year's, but I got to know Marty fairly well, who organises it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just growing and growing. And now they're getting local businesses on board to sponsor. I think the SA government, through one of their arts or music things, is helping out with that as well. It was really good this year. It was great fun. It was great to be involved in it. And we've been booked to play next year straight away as well.
Is it just different bands playing sets, or is it like a bit of a workshopping?
No, it's a full performance show, I guess. You know, people come along and watch, and it's local bands, and Adelaide bands who are play original material, so there's no covers.
Oh, right.
It's all,
yeah,
it's specifically designed to get local musicians to play original material.
That sounds great.
Which I think
is
incredibly important.
It is.
At the end of the day, every band wants to play their own stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a commercial type band and play weddings and bar mitzvahs and whatever, you probably need to play top 40 music and stuff that everyone's...
Yes, you need to be able to do
that
as well.
That's what that sort of realm calls for, but we're not anywhere near that. We just go and do little front bar gigs every now and then and enjoy that, you know.
Yeah. Is the Gawler live music scene in a healthy state, do you think?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, the pubs here, especially in the last couple of years, are putting a lot more bands on and a lot more local bands on, whether it's like an acoustic duo or a full band, but you can definitely sense that it's picking up. You know, there's always adverts in the Bunyip, you always see flyers and everything going around and adverts on the front of the pubs and everything, so it's good,
Yeah, it's definitely growing.
Definitely growing. Jordan, that must be good for you. Is it? How is it being in a band with your dad?
It's great. Like, if he wants to bring in a new song, I've probably already heard it because I grew up with his music.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really good. I really enjoy it.
That's excellent. Do you have any ambition to have your own teenage band?
Probably. I don't know because I'm not thinking about it now. I'm just thinking, but I probably would want my own band at some time, maybe later.
In the meantime, it's good to see father and son, I think.
Yeah, well, I've had a conversation with Cliffy a little while ago saying, you know, Geordie may want to go and do something else at some stage. So let's just brace ourselves for that. But no, he's great to have him. And it's a great thing to do with your son, obviously.
Yeah,
I guess it's
just
something we've done for so long. It's second nature to us.
Yes.
And, like Geordie said, he's been part of the whole music, my whole music journey, his whole life.
Yes.
And now he's part of his own music journey and mine as well. Mm. He knows all the stuff back to front anyway, so... He knows the style of stuff I do when we write original stuff. He knows all the stuff we want to cover, and he just lays it down beautifully.
Mm. Have very you happy to have him. Ever had a go at composing yourself?
Not really, not.
No, not at this stage.
No, he's picking up the guitar, playing a little bit of guitar.
That was my next question. I wonder if you played any other instruments besides the drums.
I can play a little bit of guitar. I can play a little bit of keyboard, but only a little bit. I'm not...
All right.
I can't do a whole song, but I can definitely play some... A few chords.
And some bass as well. Play a bit of little bass.
Yeah, I played a little bass in a school band that wanted me to come play bass.
Yes, yeah.
I played bass with them and I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. That just gives you an extra little side look at music.
Definitely. Yeah, so in the future I hope to expand my music intelligence and grow on guitar and bass and other instruments like that.
Yeah. Definitely. I like that phrase, music intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah, I was a primary school teacher and we had all these things about different intelligences, like physical, sporting intelligence, musical intelligence, not just the academic memory learning intelligence. That's good that idea is getting about. Well, thank you very much for chatting today, and I'm hopefully we'll have some of your songs up on our local bands tab, which is empty at the moment, but the day will come. So thank you very much, Dave and Jordan from Bad Press.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.